This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. It is the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, and also the U.S. Coast Guard and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. And I'm going to add in there all the wildfire firefighters out there in California and Oregon, some really bad situations we'll be talking about here in a little bit. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on those oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the president was out and about today. He made a couple of trips and came down here to Jupiter, Florida, to sign a nice little thing where he put in place a drilling moratorium on anything in the Gulf of Mexico, off the coast of Florida, or all the way up to North and South Carolina, too, which is something that the environmentalists like, plus all the people that are relying on tourism as we start to open up our beaches and whatnot. They don't want even the slightest threat or idea that there might be oil anywhere in the water. So that was a good thing, and that was done for economic reasons, to bring the tourist trade back to the areas down here. That's number one. And then number two, he went up to Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where he had a huge crowd waiting for him at the airport up there, and it stretched from just about one side of the runway to the other side of the runway to where the big stage was and the bleachers and whatnot. It was a big crowd.
Well, it certainly was, Captain. And again, it shows that people are coming out in droves. They're coming out to see President Trump. They're coming out to show their support. And there's an electricity there. And I think it's so different from the Biden campaign. Despite what we hear on the news, despite what we hear some of the, the pundits or the talking heads say, the proof is in the pudding. And the proof is at these Trump rallies, that's for sure.
Well, one word describes it all, enthusiasm. It's something Joe Biden doesn't have. And, oh, by the way, slow Joe Biden was at home today, taking a day off from the rigorous campaign trip that he was on the past several days. Gee, I think he went, what, to two places?
If that many. Well, you know, Captain, this is becoming a real...
So tired.
Yeah, and you can imagine that his handlers, the campaign and the DNC and the Democrat Party elite, they're all just trying to get him through day by day. And they just can't match what President Trump is and his supporters are able to generate. And I think that's why we're going to continue to hear so many more weird things like the Atlantic story, et cetera.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to jump into something else here. I've been listening to the fire calls and all the different rescues and evacuations and whatnot in Jackson County, Oregon, which is around Medford. Now, Richard the Marine lives up in that area somewhere. He just sent me a message here in the chat room, the captain's group. He said, can't breathe a lot of smoke in Florence here from the fires. Well, I can believe that because they did have at one time, and I think they still do, have sections of I-5 shut down because the fire had jumped the road, I-5, and it was burning not only along the side of the I-5, but burning in the median up there in a couple of areas. And there's been a number of evacuations, a number of responses going on. I've heard everything from airdrops to people being rescued to traffic being stopped on the interstate, not being able to go anywhere.
Yes, that's right, Captain. We also have reports that some drivers actually got out of their cars on I-5 in that area and simply fled away. And so the other thing is that some of these different alternate routes, some of them are also being closed down due to fire. And so it just really creates, unfortunately, a perfect storm of getting people trapped in some cases. That's right.
Now, the other thing is, on top of everything else, you still got the hot weather out there where you're at, right?
Well, it was appreciably cooler than it was over the weekend. However, we expect that it's going to start heating up again as the high-pressure system will begin rebuilding over parts of the west. Plus, we're going to have those Santa Ana winds, which may have already started in some places. It hasn't happened in my area yet, but they still are predicted, and they predict that those will whip the fires up, especially like the Creek Fire, the Bobcat Fire, and so forth. It's not going to be helpful.
And then we've got the snow out there in Wyoming and Colorado and New Mexico and the northeastern part of Utah, and some really cold temperatures, first cold blast of the winter. Hello up there in Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota now, parts of Nevada, parts of the mountains coming east out of Sacramento, climbing up to Donner. Big frost to watch before you get over in the freeze area that's there. So winter is making its ugly appearance.
It certainly is. 32 degrees right now, by the way, in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, it was 101 degrees there 2 days ago.
Yep.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. When we come back, more about the president and what he was doing and what he's up to. And I'm going to tell you a little something about what you're going to see Election Day. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by my buddies, Pete and Seth Talbot from Relief Factor. And you know, I've been telling you about Relief Factor for a number of years now. I personally take the product and have for almost 5 years. And the truth is, I know there's got to be hundreds of millions of people out there that are struggling with some kind of pain, and I got something that can help you here. Now, maybe it's just from exercise or getting old or whatever. Whatever it happens to be. And I guess I can tell you that one of the reasons I'm so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot is because they're on a mission. And the mission that they're on is to help people, help as many people as they possibly can. And they're doubling down on trying to get double the amount of customers that they have this year or what they had a year ago. And I believe they're going to do it. And here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, or hip or knee pain, even general muscle aches or pain, then I'm going to suggest you order their 3-week quick start. Now, that is a $19.95 cost. It's discounted from what you would pay normally. It's about a dollar a day to see if they can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than a cost of a cup of coffee for a day to stay out of pain. So all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Or you can give them a call at 800-500-8384 and tell them the captain sent you for the $19.95 3-week quick start. Either way, get started on it. You're going to find out it's going to work for you. All right, I'm back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
That noise in the background is Oregon. And,
yeah, the fire calls, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm going to cut that down. There we go. Just turned that off because they're dispatching engines and whatnot all over the place. And like I say, they're evacuating a bunch of people, too. Now, President Trump has a record, folks, of accomplishments that's pretty easy to compile and to verify. Joe Biden, over the past 47 years, you got to really struggle to see what it is that he did. He did a lot of bad things. He didn't do a lot of good things in those 47 years in the Congress and in the Senate and as vice president. He was involved with a lot of shady things, shady deals and whatnot. But most significantly, President Trump has brought the existential threat posed by the Chinese Communist Party directly into the sunlight. While the Democrats keep trying to push the word Russia, Donald Trump is now letting us know that China is the real culprit out there and has been for a while. Now, Trump has also challenged and championed the Constitution. Two justices on the Supreme Court under his watch, 53 judges on the federal courts of appeal, and over 140 federal district court judges so far, and more to come. Now, the president's tax cuts, along with his massive deregulation, led to a 3.5% unemployment until the regime in Beijing acted with criminal recklessness and the Chinese virus hit the country and devastated the world. We were actually down to 3.5%. And people need to remember that, because we can get back there again. We're down to 8.4 from wherever we were at to begin with, and we can get back down there again. The president needs to have not only the president's team, but we need to have a Congress, a House, and a Senate that will work with the president. And folks, that means it's time to vote Nancy Pelosi the hell out of office, and certainly vote the Republicans in the House of Representatives to control what needs to be done so the president can get his program in there and make America great again. Your turn, Kyle.
Well, I think you hit it right on the head, Captain. Obviously,
I was going slow. I wasn't trying to. I was going to get in there and just jump on it, but I said, no, I'm going to go slow. Go ahead.
Well, but you're absolutely right. What's happening with, for example, Nancy Pelosi is just unconscionable. The American people need the aid that she and Chuck Schumer are literally withholding. But also, Captain, you know, this election is really shaping up not to be about Donald Trump or any tweets that he's ever sent out or any of these things the way I think the Democrats wanted it to be. They thought they might be able to simply run against, hey, we're not Donald Trump. But they have, by their behavior, I think, put so many people in so many bad situations with the coronavirus closures, the reactions that they've had to that, the withholding of the stimulus packages, and the constant pointing the finger. People have just had enough of it, and I think they will come out in droves. We might even see some surprises in California. I know it's a long shot, but you never can tell. But across the country, I think people are going to be looking to say, look, President Trump's the only one who's sort of keeping his head through this whole thing.
All eyes are on Michigan right now and Minnesota and Wisconsin, because Minnesota right now, it is too close to call up there when it comes to the presidential election. And the Blue Lives Matter crowd up there, the police department and all their supporters, believe me, are not going to vote for any Democrats. They just aren't. So Minnesota is very much in play for Donald Trump and the Republicans. And even Ilhan Omar could have herself a problem.
Well, that's right. Now, back in 2016, if I recall correctly, Minnesota came close as it's ever really come.
1.5%.
That's right. So now couple that together with exactly what you just mentioned, the Blue Lives Matter, those who are supporting law enforcement, those who are taking great offense at what is being said, and the trying to defund the police, and certainly what's happened in Minneapolis in terms of the city council there, and all of the dust up, that could be enough to push it over the edge, because peaceful society, law and order is good for everybody. There's just no doubt about that. And I think that the people of Minnesota might just make that a reality here.
Now, the president's campaign had raised more money than Joe Biden. That's a fact. We all know that. The Biden campaign is making a big deal out of the fact that, according to the last FEC, the president now has got less money in the bank than the Biden campaign does. And they're going, oh, look, he's run out of money, and they're not going to be able to do this. And, oh, look, you know, and all that stuff. But what they don't realize is that some of the money that was used and spent on advertising was spent on advertising to go all the way to Election Day.
Well, right.
They don't realize that.
Exactly. But you know how it's being played, again, in the mainstream media in many cases, is Trump is now out of money, therefore his support has eroded, and it's
not
just
true.
A matter of time. And I mean, again, it's always this narrative that they always are trying to convince us.
No.
To think a certain way about something.
Well, we'll see if we can convince somebody of this. Would you say that Joe Biden is capable of being a flip-flopper?
Well, sure, yeah.
Okay. Well, Biden walked back his mask mandate pledge, remember? On the first day when I'm in, I'm going to make a mandatory mask thing. Guess what? Now he says it's not constitutional, so he's not going to do it.
Well, exactly. And this points up a larger point as well, Captain, and that is, you know, the state governors and the local municipalities, county governments, you know, they have much more control over what people are doing about or how our society is going against the coronavirus, much more so in many cases than Washington does. But yet, you know, the draconian measures that have been put in place in California, I mean, that's all Democrat run. But yet they still think they can get away with simply blaming Donald Trump for everybody's coronavirus woes. But it really is at the local level in state.
Now, we know there's vaccines out there that are being developed right now and tested, correct?
Right, right.
HHS Secretary Azar said there will be no compromises on vaccine safety. By the way, U.S. and European vaccine developers have backed the testing standards that are currently in place to make sure that the vaccines will be safe. And we also know that a new test which can detect COVID-19 and the flu has been developed by LabCorp.
Well, that's right, exactly. And again, these tests are critical, and they have to be accurate in the sense that they don't give you some kind of false reading as to whether or not you even have enough virus, which is probably could be widespread, enough virus to make you a danger to others, this kind of thing. And this has come up before. But certainly, yeah, that would be a good thing to detect both.
All right, hold on a minute. Let's see who's on the line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
That's Lipo Larry. I'm on my way to work from Dade City to Bushnell.
Okay, what's up? And by the way, you're going to get caught up in a break, so you might want to hold on here. But what's up?
Well, I mean, I can hold. I got a little bit before I get there.
Okay, good, because I'm getting ready to come up on a break in about 20 seconds here. But just kind of let some of the cat out of the bag. How's the weather tonight? How's the driving?
It's Florida weather. It's humid. I got the wipers on, trying to defrost it. It's September. We got about another month of hot zone of hurricane season,
okay.
And then maybe we can get a break.
All right, hang on, because here comes the music. Hang on, because here comes the music. We've got Liberal Larry on hold, and Kyle, I'm going to put you on hold, and folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this break coming up. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
14 firefighters and bulldozer operators were injured battling a fire in the Los Padres National Forest in Central California. Excessive high winds near hurricane strength are fanning the flames in hundreds of fires across the Pacific Northwest. The Bobcat Fire, just north of L.A., has millions of people under red flag warnings. David Dentek is with the L.A. County Fire Department.
winds pushing from the northeast. So we don't want that fire to go any further south. That's why a warning was made for everybody in those areas to be prepared, have a plan ready to go.
Here in Oregon, Interstate 5 has been closed down near the border of California. The Alameda fire has caused mass evacuations in the cities of Ashland and Phoenix. The town of Blue River, just east of Eugene, Oregon, has had catastrophic damage. Hundreds of homes have been burnt. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and you'll get a chance to meet Larry Elder up close and personal down there in Sarasota on the 23rd of October. We'll be at the Hyatt Regency down there for the Conservative Summit, the Salem Conservative Summit. I'll be the Master of Ceremonies. Larry Elder will be there. Charlie Kirk will be there. Dr. Sebastian Gorka will be there. And Phil Grandy will be there. And look forward to seeing you there. You can get more information about tickets and how to get them by going to TheAnswerTampa.com, TheAnswerSarasota.com. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. I personally have been with Geico for going on 14 years, and they've been saving me money, and I've been getting all kinds of different discounts and whatnot from them. Just got a special one the other day when they called up and said, hey, you're eligible to receive another 10% off your policy. And I said, really? And they told me what it was, and boom, there I am. So, end of story. Now, don't forget that your Geico office or the Geico website, GEICO.com, can give you coverage for your car you're driving, the truck you're driving, a motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV. They can even give you homeowners and renters insurance policies, too. And don't forget, if you bundle the homeowners with your vehicle, same with the renters, you'll get a much lower rate as well. So, Geico, GEICO.com, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to jump right onto the phone here, and we've got Liberal Larry who's been holding patiently. All right there, Mr. Liberal Larry, what's on your mind?
This is a dangerous ticket, Biden and Harris, and you're talking about them flip-flopping. This guy's been in Congress. He's been in the government for almost 50 years, but he's going to fix everything now. And if you go back to the Democratic debates, when Kamala Harris said, oh, I'm going to give Congress 100 days to get this gun control thing figured out, and if not, I'm going to do some executive orders myself.
I heard it.
And Biden looked at her. Yeah, and Biden looked at her. He goes, what about the Constitution, and what does she do? Like a typical Democrat witch, she cackled. So it's a very dangerous ticket for our children because this is just part of a bureaucracy. It's not even a presidency to these people anymore. They don't want a president. They want a committee.
Yeah. And
like a Politburo. That's what they want. And you see Biden commercials now. They're prevalent. He's got all this money. And I know I'll call you from time to time. I'll be over in the Daytona Beach area, which is where I'm going to be end up today.
Mm-hmm.
When I go down like A1A, I'll be headed like, you know, into Flagler County and all that. And I'll see all these million-dollar beach homes that nobody lives in, and their rentals, and they have Biden signs.
Mm-hmm.
That'll show you. That shows you who is giving this guy money. People that have outsourced our jobs for years and capitalized off slave labor in China.
Yep.
That's who's fueling this guy, and they don't. Trust me, they're coming for your guns. They're, like Trump was in Florida yesterday with our great governor DeSantis, and he'll talk about it, but the left won't because the left knows that they don't want to bring that up anymore because it hurts them that they're going to infringe on our Second Amendment. So my advice is, with all this disturbing stuff we're seeing with this, we're seeing Zuckerberg come on there, and there's, you know, scandal with this mail thing and this and the Red Mirage. If you can, just go stand in line at the polls and give Trump your vote. I mean, my kids need it. That's all I got to say, Matt.
All right, thanks a lot. And it's Liberal Larry, and we appreciate him very much. And, Kyle, I don't disagree with anything he said, and I'll add one more thing to it. You ready?
Yep.
We know what's in the Democratic platform. And people need to go, regardless of what the candidates say, people need to go and look and see what's in the Democratic platform. That's what they want to do.
Well, exactly right. And I think Liberal Larry, you know, talked about it being a dangerous ticket, like somehow, you know, Joe Biden's going to fix everything now. But basically what he was talking about was exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, most of their decisions are already made for them because of that committee mentality. This is an ideology that they're following.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump actually makes decisions about things.
Yeah. See,
that's the big difference.
And now I'll toss something else into the mix here. We know about the reallocation of funds for the police, right?
Right.
Well, the only person that actually, well, both of them did. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris both came out and said they wanted to defund the police in one way or another. But the big lie that came out over the weekend, again, Joe Biden on the campaign stump, he says the only person calling to defund the police is Donald Trump. That couldn't be further from the truth.
Well, of course, just a little while ago as well, Biden said something very similar. He's talking about some kind of, esoteric cut to federal programs aimed at trying to get more officers to join. So evidently that might be a cut that he's talking about.
Yep.
But that's not defunding the police. I mean, come on.
Psychologists, he wants to have a special force. But anyway, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. Hi, Kyle. It's Kat from Kentucky.
Yep.
On the lighter side, I was just wondering if you had heard today, which I'm sure you have, about the ladies that protested in front of Nancy Pelosi's house. They had rollers in their hair, and they left blow dryers hanging in the trees in front of her house. I think that's hysterical.
Yeah,
and with her personality or her lack of, I'm sure that really made her mad.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, thank you very much, Pat. And by the way, that was over the weekend. That wasn't today. That was over the weekend. They've been there on and off all over the weekend doing that. I think that's hilarious. But the other thing is the hairdresser, the salon owner, $322,000 from a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, that's really something. And of course, you know, they've now set upon the salon owner as somehow the culprit in all of this, and the quote unquote the setup, right, of Nancy Pelosi. But you see, people, they understand what's going on, Captain, and this situation is not unlike many others in which either the mainstream media or the Democrat elite want us to not believe our eyes, don't trust our senses, but only believe what they tell us. And honestly, such a feeble story like it was a setup is just beyond me that was the absolute best they could come up with.
Now, I want you to listen to something. And the people of Georgia, I want you people to listen up. Some of you know this, but not all of you. So to our affiliates up in Georgia, yesterday we found out that 58% of the double voters in the June primary were all Democrats. 58%. That comes from the Georgia Secretary of State's office. And Kyle, hold that thought. I'm going to try to take one more call here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Jim calling from Tampa. Hello, Captain. Hello, Kyle.
Hey.
I beg to differ with the caller a couple calls ago, but at this point, to tell you the truth, I'm worried to say it, but I believe it's going to be a slam dunk. Yes, the media is again trying to gaslight us. But they tried to gaslight us with Hillary. Mm-hmm. She was a lot tougher contender than the people they've got up now. I think the way that you criticize Biden is just play what Camilla played or said during the debates.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do is 30-second commercials with that.
Yeah.
And as far as the voting by mail goes, Trump ended that too by saying what you should do is first vote by mail, and I've contacted my county.
Yep.
To get the mail ballot,
yep.
And then show up at the poll.
Yep.
And
say to them. Yep.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. see if the check is correct.
Right. If your vote hasn't been counted, then vote in person. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And what it also does is it makes them sputter and say, no, that would be trying to vote twice. And that's their admission that it's just a fiasco.
Yep. All right. Very good.
So, well, now we got to get the House. That's
yep.
the big fight.
You're right. Okay.
Have a good one.
Thank you. He's right, Kyle.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's right. We definitely, and I do think Hillary was a much stronger candidate. And that's, you know, saying quite a lot against Joe Biden. And Hillary also had
these very weird
issues. And one would expect maybe Joe Biden's going to get his own Scooby van here pretty soon.
I'm going to say it again. All right, there is a blue wave coming, and it's not a Democratic wave. There is a blue wave coming across America from the police, their families, their supporters, the firefighters that support the police, the EMS that support the police, the likes of which they've never seen. They have no idea, the Democrats, what's coming at them. It's going to be like a bulldozer.
Well, no, I agree. And you know what, Captain? I think it's important to note that it's not down racial lines of any kind.
No, no.
Yeah, we're
talking. This is law and order.
That's right. It's law and order. And you have people that are causing unrest and violence on the streets.
Yeah.
And they are pretty much Marxists.
Yep.
They have an alien philosophy
yep.
to our way of life for all of us
yep.
in this country, regardless of our
yep.
color.
And
yep.
Joe Biden finally came out and called Antifa a bad group. Not terrorists, but a bad group. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We are going to take a look at the highways and byways. And boy, we got some interesting stuff out there tonight. I'll tell you what, there's snow out there in the Rockies, and it's hotter than a firecracker out there in the West again, and colder than a well digger's butt up in the upper Midwest. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go overnight.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you doing that. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, closest to you. When you see that sign up there for the Pilot or Flying J, pull on in there, and when you go inside, tell them that you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I told you to stop by there and you get yourself a free cup of coffee. That you will. But how about thinking about joining the Drivers Club? You get your fuel there, and you buy whatever you buy there, and you get points for it, and you add the points up, and you get to get some great gifts there, or use it to buy different things. Get one of those mugs they've got, the Flying J mugs. You can put cold drinks in there as well as hot drinks, and away you go. Flying J and Pilots. Now, here we go.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gear's got to be a fever,
cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alrighty, that's Merle Haggard from the movie, from the television show, rather, Will and Sonny. Remember those guys? Moving on with a big old black KW and a 40-foot Great Dane reefer. $2 a mile, they'd go anywhere the load would go. Alright, let's take a look here at what's going on. We have got some really cold temperatures tonight. Hard freezes, in effect, for North Dakota, South Dakota, the upper part of Minnesota, the northwestern corner of Wisconsin, the northeastern corner of Wyoming, the western part of Nebraska, also the northeastern part of Colorado, and the northwestern corner of Kansas, as well as down into New Mexico, the northeastern corner of New Mexico. But further out west where Kyle's at, he's going to tell us about what's going on out there. So take it away, Kyle.
Well, Captain, out west tonight, of course, we have a lot of fire weather warnings, but we also have a lot of fires, as a matter of fact. We're going to start in Oregon tonight. Right now in Salem, Oregon, we know that hundreds of people have evacuated. They've gone to the Oregon State Fairgrounds in Salem after they were evacuated because they have different wildfires throughout the state. People coming from places like Staten and so forth, also maybe taking refuge at one of the convention centers and so forth there. So this is obviously a very, very big deal. Down the 5 freeway, of course, to Medford and Ashford, Ashland, I should say. Earlier we talked about this a little bit at the beginning of the program. We had closures on the I-5, even as people left their cars on the I-5 and had to get away from the fire danger, and other alternate routes, of course, are also being impacted by this. U.S. 97 closed in South Central Oregon, Highway 138, and routes via the Santiam Pass also closed due to fire, we understand. And as we move down into Northern California, of course, we have excessive temperatures. We also have fire weather warnings there, the various fires burning in the state. Of course, we have the Bobcat Fire, the Creek Fire in the Southern California area. Some good news, briefly, we had the those trapped in the China Peak area, Lake Edison. They were rescued in the middle of the night by military pilots wearing night vision goggles to be able to land the helicopters, pulled, I think, more than 160 people out of there, so they're safe. So that is very good. But the Santa Ana winds will be whipping up, causing all kinds of problems for these fires. And as we move through Arizona, for example, still fire weather warning in the Phoenix area. Up in Las Vegas, looks like we're cooling a little bit, 81 degrees. But, Captain, that's where the temperatures stop and the freezes start. Most of the northeastern part of Nevada has a hard freeze warning and a frost advisory in the northern part of the state. And this extends up into Idaho with frost advisories around the Twin Falls area as you go along I-84. Also in Pocatello, we have freeze warning that goes all the way up the 15 towards the Dubois area. And so we've got some pretty low temperatures there. So you got to be careful as you're moving through those parts tonight.
Well, taking a look at Utah, we've got the snow. You're going to get into a winter storm warning if you're coming up I-80 and going towards Wyoming. When you start climbing out of Salt Lake City and get up into the mountain pass up there, you're going to be in a winter storm warning all the way across I-80 to the Nebraska state line. And it is really treacherous in some spots up there. So you guys and gals up there, be careful. Now, it's going to take you all the way over to Nebraska, western Nebraska, where the cold weather's out in front of the snow, but the snow is right there, right up against, bumping right up against the state line, Cheyenne, Laramie, up over the top of the Lincoln Monument, north going up towards the corner of Rapid City. Now, it's really, really cold tonight in Rapid City and South Dakota in general. North Dakota's even colder, if that's possible. There's going to be temperatures in the teens tonight up there in North Dakota, Kyle. And northern Minnesota looks like as if somebody just put an ice cube on it, because up there in the northern part of Minnesota and around the Twin Cities are going to have a, looks like a pretty good frost as well as some freezes north of the Twin City. And then over east, if you're going 994 coming out of Minneapolis over towards Wisconsin, you're going to have some frost warnings over there for quite a ways. Moving back down to where the snow is in Colorado, I-25 north-south, into the Denver area, there'll be some very wintry driving conditions in Denver, as well as out east on 70 to the Kansas line, up over the top of Eisenhower, in the higher peaks, Pueblo, Colorado Springs, on down to the New Mexico line, and then just over New Mexico, into the mountainous areas of New Mexico before you drop down into Albuquerque. You've got a winter storm warning all the way up. That winter storm warning goes right into the panhandle of Oklahoma. If you're around Guymon, in the panhandle up there, you're going to see some, probably some snow if you're coming up 287 into Colorado, coming up through Lyman and whatnot. Also a hard freeze out in front of it moving to the east. And of all things down in Texas where the temperatures aren't all that bad at the moment, you've got some rain. You've had some flood watches and warnings, Fort Stockton east along down through there. I-10, you got a little bit of rain there. You've got some wind also in the mix down that way. And we got a little bit of rain up in just north of Detroit up there on the eastern part of Michigan. And that takes care of the weather tonight, Kyle. And, boy, that's a bunch, huh?
It really is. And we've really seen some major swings, especially in the Colorado area and even in places like Montana. It got pretty cold.
I'm assuming Trucker Rick made it to Denver, because last night he called us up. He was in Salina, Kansas, and he didn't have any winter clothes with him. And he pulled into a Walmart parking lot, and he bought himself a coat. And he said he got himself some long underwear and also got himself a long-sleeve shirt, bought a winter coat to go along with it. So I'm sure that he's a lot warmer right now than what he would have been.
Absolutely. That's right. I'm glad he was listening. I'm glad he could know about what was coming up. Absolutely.
Yeah, and Al is telling me it's chilly on the plains. Well, that would be Nebraska. You bet you it's going to get chillier there, Al, though. You got much colder temperatures coming your way. There's nothing I can tell you about it. It's the first blast of winter, right?
Well, that's right. I know, and here it is. It's September. It's really, really something.
Yeah, it's not like we're not used to this, because I've seen, when I used to live in upstate New York, I've seen snow on the ground come Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly. It's not uncommon. I mean, every year it seems that something strange happens or a little bit stranger, but I will say that this is definitely a winter for watching.
Well, it sure is, and especially even with these Santa Ana winds, they're pretty uncommon for this particular part of the year, from what I understand. So everything seems a little little strange. Yeah.
And I want to say hello to Catwoman and Road Dog. They're currently at home. Catwoman had some surgery done, and she's recuperating from the first surgery. She said Road Dog might be doing some local driving here for a little while before she's ready to go back out on the road again and run team with the Subaru car parts that they run back and forth from Lafayette, Indiana, down there to Laredo and back. So, Kyle, hold that thought. And, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we cruise along the overnight radio airways all across the country. Hope you're having a good time wherever you're at. Keeping warm, too. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.